Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. The content of this episode, as all others, is not to the Gentiles and all people. The doctrine of God continues in this episode. God testified of things that the papacy has said to him in the AZB the last time I spoke. God will, in this episode, set forth things the AZB says to the Gentiles, things that the papacy has said to the Gentiles, those things being and coming from the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James. As food is essential to life, so is the law of God to God. God exists by the law. God is identified by the law, and the servants of God are identified by the law as well. In the doctrine of God, the complex of the glorious law of God is of the essence. This episode's feature presentation has to do with the papacy's revealed word to the people. Yes, the last time I spoke, I did speak on things that God has testified to. And of course, those things that I testified of are found in the AZB. So the scripture that is in John that says he testifies of things he has seen and heard, that statement has come to pass. And of course, I'm pretty sure each week there is testimony given in regard to the things God has seen and heard. Our questions of interest today: 1, Galatians 3:21, is the law then against the promises of God? Let's consider that for a moment. Is the law against the promises of God? First question is, what law? Which law are we talking about? There is the papacy's law of Passover, and the papacy in that law has written down things that are contrary to the promises of God. The promises of God are a part of the glorious law of God. Therefore, the glorious law of God is not against the promises of God. That being, as I said, the promises of God are a part, an essential part of the glorious law of God. But if we speak about the Passover law is against the promises of God, in that the Passover law, in the Passover law, the papacy commands the Gentiles to teach lies, teach deceit, withhold truth, withhold evidence. Okay? Now, but the important point of this is, important matter of this is, the promises of God are a part of the glorious law of God. Galatians 4:21 and Ruth 2:8. Do ye, God, not hear the law? Hearest thou not? Well, I have heard the law. I have heard the papacy's voice of the law. And, of course, even now I am giving information in regard to the doctrine of God, the glorious law of God. I hear the law. That's the answer to the question, do ye, God, not hear the law? Hearest thou not? The evidence of my hearing, of course, is can be seen, you know, in these programs, in these episodes here, and also in the book God has written, titled The Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Those things show vital evidence of God's hearing the law. 2 Samuel 7:18, who am I, O Lord God? Who am I, O Lord God? Of course, early on, I have stated that the papacy is responsible for the crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible. The papacy is responsible. Next question. Galatians 4:19. Let me see that. Let me turn to that. Galatians 4. I don't want to misquote the scripture here. Let me read the question. Okay. Galatians 4:16. And if that's erroneous, I'll correct that later on. Am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Okay. Galatians 4:16. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? I must say here that in the Bible, God is responsible for truth of Bible content. God is responsible for truth of Bible content. Truth of Bible content comes from God. The question, am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? God is not to be viewed or seen as the enemy or an enemy. We must keep in mind that God has been called. We have the evidence of the call, the proof of the call. I have given that call on this program. Okay, God has been called to do a specific work. God has been called by the papacy, by the people of the Gentiles, to come and reign over the Gentiles. Of course, also, God's authority is seen in the papacy's writ on all things. Just two or three programs back, I shared with you the papacy's writ on all things. The papacy's writ on all things is the power of God. It gives It gives God the authority to do things. So we have a call of God, the papacy's call of God, and we have the papacy's writ on all things. And we can see God's authority is seen in those two things, as well as in other things that I have brought forth on this program. I tell you the truth. God speaks the truth with regard to Bible content. Truth, as I said, comes from God. Truth is a responsibility of God. And again, as I leave this question, we know that God has been called to come and do specific things, and in that God is not an enemy. God is one who is hearkening to the voice of the papacy. And there is a statement in the Bible that says God may hearken to you. Okay? A permit. I am permitted to hearken, which I have done. Okay? Statements of concern. 1, Job 22:22. Receive, I pray thee, the law. Receive, I pray thee, the law. I have received from the papacy the glorious law of God, the glorious law concerning and about God. I have received that law. So you can put that in your notes, that is a scripture that has come to pass. Okay? Job 22:22. Receive, I pray thee, the law. That scripture has come to pass. God has received the law. And, of course, the evidence is in the things I speak on this program. Okay? The evidence is seen in the things I speak on this program. Next, Hebrews 7:17. This statement of concern, Hebrews 7:17, he, God, testified, and that goes with the next statement, John 3, verse 32, what he, God, hath seen and heard, that he, God, testified. Those two statements, Hebrews 7:17, he, God, testified, and John 3, verse 32, what he, God, hath seen and heard, that he, God, testified. Those two statements have also come to pass. Make note of that. John 3:32 and Hebrews 7:17, those two statements have come to pass. I testified last week. Okay? And of course, as I said earlier, I'm sure I testify or have testified on each and every one of the past or preceding programs. Next statement of concern. Acts 10, verse 6. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. He, God, shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Now the papacy has given me instructions, telling me what I ought to do and should do, and the purpose for which they have called me. I have been instructed in things to do. Now, God tells the Gentiles, the powers that be, those of the papal office, all Gentiles, what they ought to do. And of course, these things are in the Bible, so it's no secret. The Gentiles know these things, all right? So none of the things that I teach is a surprise, a shocker, something that's strange. All the things I teach are in the Bible. The Gentiles have knowledge of these things. Okay. Next statement. But in regard to this Acts 10, verse 6 statement, I'll be speaking some things today. Matter of fact, that's where our feature presentation for this hour. Daniel 11, verse 2. And now I will show thee the truth. But it's not just now that I will show you the truth. On each and every one of these episodes, I have shared truth and do share truth with you. I've shared heretofore the truth of the papacy's curse against black people. I've shared that truth with you. I've shared the truth of the papacy's secret iniquitous Passover law. I've shared that truth with you. I've shared the truth of the signs of the infallible signs of the presence of God on earth where no man is. I've shared that truth with you. I've shared the truth also of the papacy's high expectations concerning God with you. I've also shared the truth of the promises, the papacy's solemn promises concerning God with you. And in all these things, what am I doing? I am sharing the truth of the doctrine of God with you. The truth of the wonderful doctrine of God. And as again and again I say, these things are not secret. The Gentiles know these things. The Gentiles are not surprised at these things. These things do not seem strange to the Gentiles. Matter of fact, the Gentiles have been expecting the very things that I bring forth. They have been expecting. Okay? So today, I continue showing the truth with you, to you. Okay? Daniel 10, verse 19. Let my Lord God speak. Let my Lord, I have God in parentheses, speak. So God is allowed to speak to the Gentiles. For thou, God, hast strengthened me. Let me say this also, that one of the things that I have shared with you that you, the Gentiles, did not know is the name of God. That's what the Gentiles did not know. But as far as the doctrine of God, they know. The papacy knows. Okay? It's their book, the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB. It is their book. The papacy's, the Gentiles' book. And they know what is in their own book. Okay. So now I believe we are ready for today's feature presentation. The question that will be answered today is, what hath the Lord spoken? What hath the Lord spoken. That's Numbers 23, verse 19. Numbers 23, verse 19. I'll read the full verse and then point out that which is relevant to us today. Numbers 23, 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Okay. That is Numbers 23, verse 19. All right. Numbers 23, verse 17 is where the question is. Numbers 23, verse 17. I'll read the complete statement, then point out that which we will deal with. And when he came to him, behold, he stood by his burnt offering, and the princes of Moab with him. And Balak said unto him, what hath the Lord spoken? That is our question, our main question of interest today, and that is the answer to that is our feature presentation. What hath the Lord, all caps, spoken? All right. As we get ready to answer that question, let's take note of these things. Daniel 11, verse 36. Daniel 11:36. Okay. And we find these words. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. Now this is the part that is relevant for us today. That is determined shall be done. That is determined shall be done. Daniel 11:36. That's a judgment. That is a judgment. That is determined shall be done. There is a principle called stare decisis, which says that it speaks to the thing of abiding by things already done, put forth. Stare decisis. Let's see here. And I'm turning to it because I want to read that statement as it is. Okay. Stare decisis. To stand by things decided. Okay. A principle of law. Stare decisis. To stand by things decided. A policy of law that requires courts to abide by rules and precedents previously laid down, okay, and as applicable to a similar set of facts. Our main point here, to stand by things decided, status decided. All right, and the Bible says here in Daniel 11:36, that is determined shall be done. Now, what are some of the things that have been determined? I will read some. Stare decisis, to stand by things already decided. Judgments, predeterminations, judgment. That determined shall be done. Here are some of the things that have already been determined. Here are some things that have already been decided that the Gentiles must abide by. 1, Hebrews 3, verse 4. He that built all things is God. It's already decided that God is the maker or builder of all things. Okay? And I have shared with you what is meant by the phrase all things. Revelation 22:3, his God's servant shall serve him. It's already been decided that the servants of God shall serve him. Psalm 112, verse 3, his God's righteousness endureth forever. The righteousness of God is a reference to the righteous works of God. And I've read off works of God on this program. I stated a few of them at the beginning of this broadcast, such as the papacy's curse against black people. That is in my document, and I've shared some of that information on this program. Also, the righteousness of God, a righteous work of God, the papacy's secret iniquitous Passover law. All right. Another righteous work of God. And, of course, we have the papacy's solemn promises concerning God. That's the righteous work of God. We have the papacy's high expectations concerning God. That's another righteous work of God. So when it says his righteousness, God's righteousness endureth forever, it's speaking about the works of God. The works of God are to endure forever according to the law. Now these predeterminations, these judgments coming from the Lord, all caps, are a part of the glorious law of God. Just as what I spoke on last time, God's testimony, the things God testified to, the things he has seen and heard, that is a part, God's testimony is a part of the glorious law of God. And all of these things are what? Parts of the doctrine of God, the doctrine concerning God. Okay, God's righteousness is to endure forever. Okay, that has already been decided. That's an issue that has already been decided. The works of God are to endure or last forever, remain in existence forever. Psalm 75, verse 7, God is the judge. He set it down one. He put it down one and set it up another. That's a thing already decided, okay? So when God does it, it doesn't come as a surprise, right? Predeterminations, judgments coming from the Lord, all caps. And these things have to do with God. So these things are a part of the doctrine of God, okay? Five, here I have Ecclesiastes 3, verse 19. He, God, shall rule over all the papacy's labor. He shall have rule over all my labor. It's already been decided. I am authorized by the papacy, by the Lord, all caps, to do the things I do with the crucial content of the AZB. I am fully authorized by the papacy's writ on all things to do the things I do with Bible content. He shall have rule over all my labor. Six, and of course the crucial matter of Bible content is a labor that has come from the papacy. Rome, Italy. All right, six, Ecclesiastes 3, verse 14, here is another judgment coming from the Lord, predetermination. Whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. And isn't that in agreement with the judgment in Psalm 112, verse 3? His righteousness endureth forever. Two ways of saying the same thing. His righteousness endureth forever. Whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Okay, God's works. He has done his works, and it is ruled already that his works are to endure or last forever. Okay, next. 1 John 3, verse 20. This is number 7 in my list of things here. 1 John 3, verse 20. God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. A prejudgment. Okay? A predetermination. God is greater than our heart. And, of course, heart here is a reference to the crucial matter of the AZB. Okay? The heart. The papacy's heart. The crucial matter of the AZB. 8, Proverbs 19, verse 20. No, that's a mistake there. Proverbs 19, verse 23. He, God, shall not be visited with evil. A predetermination, a judgment coming from the Lord, all caps, to the Gentiles. All right? 9, Job 33, verse 12. Job 33, verse 12. God is greater than man. Judgments of the Lord, predetermination. 10, Colossians 1, verse 17. He, God, is before all things. He, God, is before, meaning ahead of, in rank, important, etc., all things. And all things here is a reference to the works of God, to Bible content, the scriptures. Okay? He, God, is before, ahead of, in rank, important, etc., all things. God is, according to the AZB, the author of all things. All right? 11, Psalm 45, verse 11. He, God, is thy, the Gentiles, Lord. He is thy Lord. 12, Romans 15, verse 12. In him, God, shall the Gentiles trust. That's Romans 15, verse 12. In him shall the Gentiles trust. In God shall the Gentiles trust. And we are talking about the Bible, that we're talking about the God that the Bible talks about. Okay? We're talking about the God who has answered the Vatican's call. Okay? We're talking about the God who has made all things. Okay, let's see here. We have now number 13, 1 Samuel 8, verse 17. 1 Samuel 8, verse 17. Ye, all Gentiles, shall be his servant. Ye shall be his servant. Ye Gentiles shall be his servants, the servants of God. That's already decided. Already decided. And that's what we are speaking on at this time. Things already decided. The Gentiles are to abide by things already decided. and those things already decided are found in the law book having the name Authorized Version, the AZB, the Authorized Version Bible, a law book indeed. All right. Now, his servant shall serve him. Next 14, Revelation 19, verse 6. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. God has been called to what? Reign over the Gentiles. And here we have this judgment. Here we have this predetermination. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And at this time, let me bring in here this statement found in Mark 14, verse 19. Mark 14, verse 19. And we have these words here. I'm sorry, Mark 14, verse 49. Okay, 14, verse 49. I'll read the complete verse and then point out that which is relevant to us and our conversation at this time. I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and ye took me not. Here's the relevant matter right here coming up. The scriptures must be fulfilled. The scriptures must be fulfilled. All these scriptures that I'm reading, the Bible says, must be fulfilled. That is a conclusion. That is a judgment. That is a decision. The scriptures must be fulfilled, even the scriptures that I'm reading now. The scriptures must be fulfilled, says the Authorized Version Bible. All right. Now we read, so 14, Revelation 19, verse 6, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. The scriptures must be fulfilled. And we now know who the Lord God is. We know who God is. We know who the Lord God is. Okay. So these things can be accomplished now. This scripture, the Gentiles can accomplish now. They can let this come to pass. The Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. They can let each one of these scriptures come to pass. And the Bible says the scriptures must be fulfilled. Already decided. No votes need to be cast. Huh? Already decided. All right. Verse 15, Matthew 19, verse 6. What God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. For instance, I have joined these judgments that I'm reading at this time together. They form a part. They form a, we can say, distinct part in the glorious law of God, judgments of the Lord. All right? Predeterminations. All right? Whatsoever God has joined together, let not man put asunder. Gentiles must respect that judgment. Next, verse number 16, we have Psalm 1, verse 3. Whatsoever he, God, doeth shall prosper. The scriptures must be fulfilled. That scripture must be. Each and every one of these scriptures that I'm reading must be fulfilled. And the Gentiles, the onus is on them. For seeing to it that these things are fulfilled, that these things are done. All right? And that these things come to pass. All right? 17, Daniel 7, verse 27. All dominions shall serve and obey him, God. Number 18, Daniel 7, verse 14. And Daniel 4, verse 34. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall never pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall never be destroyed. His kingdom is from generation to generation. The scriptures must be fulfilled. God is to be succeeded by one of his offspring. His kingdom is from generation to generation, as in from father to son, or father to daughter, or father to grandson, etc. His kingdom is from generation to generation. Okay, those are 18 judgments coming from the Lord, all caps. The judgments are found in the Authorized Version Bible. The judgments are found to be a part of the doctrine of God. And the judgments are a part of the glorious law of God. Okay? And now we move on to answer this question found in Numbers 23, verse 17. Okay. Numbers 23, verse 17. Okay. I'll read the complete statement, then point out what is relevant to us at this time. And when he came to him, I read this earlier, didn't I? Behold, he stood by his burnt offering, and the princes of Moab with him, and Balak said unto him, what hath the Lord spoken? That's our question right there that we will answer at this time. What hath the Lord, all caps, spoken? And we will also say who he has spoken to. What he has spoken and who he has spoken to or to whom he has spoken. Okay, and that's Numbers 23, verse 17. Now, before we hear that, let me take a minute to say these things. One is visit the links, the sites that can be approached. Center Column Lawmasters page, profile page. Visit the links. One is the PayPal link, and the other you will find our YouTube presentation. Visit the links. Click the links. Each one, please. Work the links. Get the program. Get the document by visiting the PayPal link, and do visit our YouTube presentation. Also, I must say that I'm very excited about these things. I'm excited about the PayPal link. I am excited about the YouTube presentation. So do that. Visit the links. Click on the links, the PayPal link and the YouTube presentation. All right, let's get back to the matter at hand. And the matter at hand is pertaining to this question, what hath the Lord spoken? Now, I must say also that on each of these episodes, I give matter, or point out matter that the Lord All Caps has spoken. The Lord All Caps are referring to the papacy. Again, we know that the papacy is responsible for the crucial matter of Bible content. About maybe 2 weeks ago, sometime in the very near past, I gave, I believe, 6 or 7 titles of the papacy of the Pope that are found in the Authorized Version Bible. And I don't have them all before me, but just to name a few, we have in the Authorized Version Bible, we find His Grace. The question is asked in the Authorized Version Bible, what title is that I see? Okay? With respect to the Pope, we see these titles. We see His Holiness. We see His Grace. We see His Majesty. Okay? Also, Lord All Caps has been, what, a title of the papacy or a title of the sitting pope, okay? So, His Majesty, His Holiness, His Grace, Holy Father, those are just some of the titles that reference the pope, okay? And those titles, of course, are throughout Bible content. So getting to the matter at hand, what hath the Lord spoken? We looked at that is determined shall be done, He that built all things, and we went through 18 judgments coming from the Lord, 18 things that have already been decided, 18 things that the Gentiles are to abide by. And I'm pretty sure in each of these programs, we get matter, we get judgments, whether one or more, at least one or more judgments coming from the Lord. But in this program, I gave 18 just a few minutes ago. Okay, what hath the Lord spoken? The Lord All Caps has spoken the announcement of the day of God. Romans 11:13. I speak to you Gentiles. 2 Peter 3:17. You know these things. Ye know these things before or in advance. Okay? Number three. 2 Peter 3:12, Romans 2:16, Ezekiel 39:8. The coming of the day of God, the day when God shall judge the secret of men. Behold, it is come. This is the day whereof I have spoken. Nehemiah 9:36, Genesis 44:16. Behold, we are servants this day. Behold, we are servants in it, the day of God. We are my Lord's, God's servants. What hath the Lord All Caps spoken? The Lord All Caps has spoken the announcement of the day of God. The Lord All Caps has spoken with regard to all Gentiles that they are the servants of God. Okay? Isaiah 66:3 says this, and I'll just point out the part that is relevant to us, is at the last part of the verse, which says, they have chosen their own way. They who, the papacy along with the Gentiles, have chosen their own way, that they are to walk on, that they will walk in. And of course, we see some of their ways in the judgments that have come from the Lord that I shared with you just a few minutes ago. They have chosen their own ways. Okay? They have chosen to what? Call God. They have chosen to give God power and authority. They have chosen to abide by the doctrine of God. They have chosen to be the servants of God. They have chosen to serve God. Okay? They have chosen their own ways. They have chosen to be subordinate to God. They have chosen their own ways. They have chosen, the Gentiles have chosen to have and let God reign over them. They have chosen their own ways. Okay, what has the Lord all caps spoken thus far? The Lord all caps has announced officially the day of God and announced officially that the Gentiles are the servants in the day of God. They are the servants of God in the day of God. Okay? Next, we have the Lord all caps has spoken the announcement of God. And let's look at this statement, Jeremiah 11, verse 16. Jeremiah 11:16 says this: The Lord all caps called thy name, and in that the papacy is speaking directly, speaking to me in Jeremiah 11:16, telling me the Lord all caps are the papacy or the sitting pope. Well, the Lord all caps has called my name. Okay, let's see where the Lord all caps has called and will call my name. The scriptures must be fulfilled. Joshua 3:10, Acts 8:10, Jeremiah 10:10, all these 10. Jeremiah 10, verse 16. John 8:54, Genesis 27:37. Genesis 27:37. The Lord all caps has spoken these words. Know now that the living God is among you. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. He is the living God. He is the former or maker of all things. He is your God. Behold, I have made him thy Lord. And in these things, the Lord all caps is speaking to all Gentiles. Daniel 2:47, Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, John 3:26, Psalm 55, Psalm 58, verse 11. The Lord all caps goes on to say, Your God is a God of gods, a Lord of kings, a revealer of secrets, a God of or having truth, just and right is he. God, men come to him, God. He is a God that judges in the earth. Those are things the Lord all caps has spoken to the Gentiles. And I must get this in. The Gentiles question is found in Luke 3, verse 12. What shall we do? The answer. That's the Gentiles asking the question, what shall we do? All right? And this is the decision. This is the judgment answer. Zechariah 8, verse 16, these are the things that ye shall do. A. Zechariah 8, 16, speak ye every man the truth. B. James 3, 14, lie not against the truth. C. Acts 14:15, ye should turn to the living God which made all things. D. Luke 12:5, I say to you, fear him, God. E. Psalm 96, verse 4, Isaiah 45:24, He is to be feared. He, God, is to be feared above all gods. To him shall men come. F, Hosea 12, verse 6. Therefore, turn thou to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually. Romans 15, 10 through 11. Revelation 19, verse 5. Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. Praise the Lord, our God, all ye Gentiles, and laud him. Praise our God, all ye his servants, all ye people. H, 1 Chronicles 16, 12, Psalm 111, verse 4, Psalm 72, verse 19. Remember his marvelous works that he, God, hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. I, 1 Chronicles 16, 8, make known his deeds among the people. J, Psalm 76, 11, let all that be about him bring presents to him that ought to be feared. God, talking about God. K, Deuteronomy 17, 13, Leviticus 19, 14, all the people shall hear the word of God and fear God, fear thy God. L, Jonah 1, 6, call upon your God. M, Exodus 23, 21, beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not forgive your transgressions. N, 1 Peter 2, 17, Revelation 19, 10, fear God, worship God. On the order of 1 Samuel 3:18, let him do what he deems good, what he, God, deems good. P, 1 Corinthians 7:36, let him, God, do what he will, he sinneth not. Q, Acts 5:39, let us not fight against God. R, James 4, verse 7, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. S, Genesis 31:16. Whatsoever God hath said to thee, do. And Zechariah 8:19, love the truth and peace, and you, Ezekiel 12:13, fear God and keep his commandments. That's the answer today to the question, what hath the Lord, all caps, spoken? And who he has spoken to, he has spoken those things to the Gentiles and all people. Okay. All right here. Okay. I'm trying to see what kind of time we have here. My screaming time may stop. Oh, okay. 90 seconds. We have 90 seconds. So, that's our program for today. Excuse me. We answered the question found in the book of Numbers. Let's see here. Numbers 23, verse 17. What hath the Lord all spoken? We looked at some 18 judgments. We heard 18 judgments coming from the Authorized Version Bible, coming from the Lord all caps. 18 judgments of the Lord, all caps, 18 predeterminations. The scriptures must be fulfilled. So if we have any listeners wanting to continue after the screening, please call the guest call-in number, which is 1-718-664-6262. Guest call in number 1-718-664-6262. And don't forget to join us. Do join us next week. I hope at the same time, 10 o'clock, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another broadcast of Lawmasters Law of God program. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And let's get to work on the things that we all must do, that we must do. Okay? The scriptures must be fulfilled. It's been wonderful. All right. So join me again next week. Same time, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, for another Lawmasters broadcast of the Law of God broadcast. Okay. So the show is on, but not streaming. So do we have any callers? If we don't have any callers, then we'll just close out. All right. What I see here is no caller, no caller, no caller, no caller, no caller. So we'll just close out. Join me again next week, 10 o'clock, next Sunday morning, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, for another broadcast of Lawmasters Law of God broadcast.